Hello again, and welcome to today's lesson, which is all about creating branded classes. It's Clint, and in this lesson, I'm going to walk you through the process of creating your own branded classes, which will make you stand out from the crowd and provide relevant and tailored classes for your niche markets. So, to give you an example up front, you may currently offer a ballet class for 2 to 4 year olds, which you call something like Tiny Tots Ballet or preschool ballet or something similar. The problem here is that every studio in your area has a ballet class for this age group with a similar name. So what makes it any different? This is the exciting bit, because you can create a sub-brand to your dance studio that specifically targets this age group and makes you stand out. Most studios that I work with have already created a mini syllabus of sorts that they teach this age group, that include, you know, fairy runs with pointed toes, or maybe floor exercises, being a flower that teaches them about stretching their legs and feet. So why not give your own program an awesome name? For example, tutus and tiaras. Or maybe you have a class for this young age group that is a combination of jazz and singing, which you could call Wiggle, Giggle and Sing. Create something unique so that you can really zoom in on these parents and deliver them a targeted message with your marketing. This strategy just doesn't apply to your little people classes. You may have a musical theatre class that you run weekly for teenagers, and instead of calling it Teenage Musical Theatre, you might call it Showbiz Stars or Musical Madness. Simply by creating a few branded classes for age groups outside of your different levels and exam work, you can generate more interest and buzz in your offering, as well as become the go-to studio that doesn't just run your average dance class, but offers tailored and structured programs. So, what are the steps you need to take to be able to create branded classes in your studio today? Well, there's three. The first step is you want to identify the age group. I want you to go through your class capacity spreadsheet that you did in Module 1 and look at the age groups and the styles that have either A, been really strong in the past but dropped off recently, or B, has increased recently but still has loads of potential. Number two is that you want to create a name. Get your whole team involved and come up with a name for the class. Some studios that I've worked with, and also the members in our VIP forum, I know have ran competitions in the studio where the parents and students put in their ideas, and the person who comes up with the name that you select wins a prize. This is a great idea, as it also creates buzz around the new class within the studio to your existing students and dance families. And step three is jump online and have a logo made up for the new class. Now, you're going to think, well, Clint, you know, getting a graphic designer is pretty expensive. I want to introduce you, and I don't know if you know about this, but I want to introduce you to a great website called Fiverr. It's spelled F-I-V-E-R for Roger, R for Roger, Fiverr, two R's at the end, which is my best friend, and so many of my clients, it's their best friend now too. And you can go on here and get a whole lot of cool things done for only $5. If you want to spend a few more dollars and get some revisions of your designs, you can head to elance.com or odesk.com. These are outsourcing websites where you can post a brief for your logo and get a whole bunch of responses from people. But I think to get started, you know, Fiverr is awesome, because you'll get something that you can work with right away only for $5. So guys, that's it. Three easy steps to creating a branded class at your studio, which you can do for literally $5. In upcoming modules, I'm going to walk you through a bunch of effective marketing strategies that's really going to assist you to push out this branded class. And again, you don't just have to do this for one class, you can do it for a couple of classes. But right now, I want you to have a think of at least one age group and style of dance you currently offer that you could jazz up, pardon the pun. So tell me, what preschool or teenage class do you currently offer that you could create a sub-brand for in your studio? You know, you want to be able to breathe some fresh air into and inexpensive marketing campaign to really drive those student numbers. You'll love this because it's really right brain creative exercise, and most dance studio owners a big creative, so it's a fun exercise, and it's great to be able to get the team involved in this as well and get initial buy-in from your students and dance families. Thank you so much for joining me on this lesson, a short one but a really important one, and as you can see, we'll be able to make a big impact, and I'm looking forward to be able to share many offline and online marketing strategies coming up with you in our upcoming modules of how you can really get these classes full. Take care, and as always, I'll see you on the flip side. Bye for now.